This is The Magnifier, issue number 110, January through March 2018, presented by the Macular Degeneration Foundation. This issue of The Magnifier features information on the electronic magnifiers that are available today. It was written by Joe Fontenot, who is a medical doctor and medical director, Patricia Hacker, equipment specialist, from Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation, otherwise known as CSVR, in Mobile, Alabama. In the early 1990s, the first head-mounted electronic magnifiers were produced. These have the advantage of being able to vary the strength of magnification from mild to very strong, depending upon the need. Since then, several different devices have been produced and marketed, with more sophisticated ones becoming available in the last 5 years. They are more versatile than the simple glass-framed optical non-electronic telescopes, have more capabilities, and can do more than simple magnification. The following are advantages of head-mounted electronic devices. They have variable magnification up to very high levels. They can magnify at close or far distances. Images may be manipulated by changing to reverse polarity, white on black, changing colors, or altering contrast. They're much lighter and more portable than standard desktop video magnifiers. They may include other features besides simple magnification, such as OCR reading, object and face recognition, live monitoring and recording, and they allow hand-free use. Now, the disadvantages of head-mounted electronic devices. Their field of vision is reduced, and this effect increases as magnification increases. You cannot walk safely with the devices covering your eyes and restricting your field of view. The devices must be removed so that your field of view is not compromised. Any head tremor, such as with Parkinson's, will be exaggerated by a head-mounted device. They are expensive, varying from $2,300 to $10,000. They're heavier than normal glasses and may be uncomfortable to use for more than a short time. And finally, they require power to operate, and some require a smartphone operating concurrently. Why should you get a clinical evaluation before buying a head-mounted device? All with vision loss should be evaluated by a vision rehabilitation specialist before deciding to purchase any aid or magnifier, especially the expensive head-mounted devices. There are many relatively inexpensive aids that may accomplish an individual's needs and goals that are less expensive than head-mounted devices and just as effective. Some devices are being aggressively marketed. The old Roman saying, caveat emptor, or buyer beware, should be remembered. If you have not been evaluated by a low vision specialist at a vision rehabilitation clinic, you should do so before publishing a head-mounted device. For information about finding a facility near you, please consider the following resources. 1. Ask your own ophthalmologist. 2. Contact a medical school near you. 3. Go to the website visionsurveillance.org and look at members list. Go to Vision Aware at www.visionaware.org. For state services, look up your state's Department of Vocational Rehabilitation or Department of Rehabilitation Services. For veterans, contact your local VA facility and ask for the VIST counselor, V-I-S-T, which stands for Vision Impairment Service Team. These are the counselors specializing in helping the visually impaired. You may also call, if you're a veteran, 1-877-222-8387. The main VA healthcare number, and ask for the VIST counselor in your area. Here are three buying tips before when considering buying a head-mounted device. Question: can the device be returned at no or minimal cost if it does not satisfy your needs? 2. Is there a warranty for at least 1 year? And 3, is training to use the device free and easily available? Now let's discuss the types of head-mounted magnifiers. New head-mounted devices come in two categories. One with cameras that magnify, and the other type with cameras that use OCR readers and or people or staff to help you read and navigate without having to use any vision. The first category is utilized by visually impaired, and the second by those with very severe vision loss or total blindness. Currently available head-mounted magnifiers. Note, the following list of devices is simplified and shortened. Prices and features may change. For full up-to-date information, we suggest you contact the companies personally. The first head-mounted magnifier that we'll discuss is from Iris Vision. This new head-mounted magnifier is one of the least expensive. Designed by Dr. Frank Werblin of UCLA Berkeley and marketed by Iris Vision, it features a magnifying window that can be changed in size and strength. It has a relatively large field of view and requires a smartphone. Price, $2,500. Return policy, 30 days. Return cost, $250. Training by Skype. The website, IrisVisio, IrisVisio.com. Phone number, 855-207-6665. The next head-mounted magnifier, the Jordy, J-O-R-D-Y. The Jordy was produced and marketed in the early 1990s by Enhanced Vision Systems. It has recently been redesigned and made smaller, lighter, and has additional features besides magnification. It has HDMI connection for watching TV and other features. The cost, $3,620 with 4-hour battery pack, or $3,695 with 8-hour battery pack. May return at no cost up to 30 days. Website is enhancedvision.com. Warranty 2 years. Phone number 888-811-3161. The next device, New Eyes, N-U-E-Y-E-S. New Eyes features voice activation of magnification levels, 3D stereoscopic imaging, high-speed wireless connectivity, and high-performance positional sensors, and has OCR capability. Cost, $5,995 to $6,195. Warranty, 2 years. Website, www.nueyes.com. Phone number, 800-605-4033. Next, eSight, spelled E-S-I-G-H-T. eSight is a wearable electronic magnifier for those with low vision. It allows manipulation of the image, can reverse polarity or change colors. It is now in its third version and has additional features. Cost, $9,995. It has a trial cost of $500. Warranty, 1 year with free upgrades. Website, eSightEyewear.com. eSightEyewear.com. Phone number, 855-837-4448. And CyberEyes, spelled CyberEyez, as in zebra. CyberEyes combines adjustable magnification up to 15 times and an OCR reader that features a barcode reader, facial mood recognition, and other features. Cost, $2,297. It is still under development as of this date. No cost return within 30 days. Warranty, 1 year. Website, CyberTimes, CYBER. TIMEZ as in zebra .com. Phone number 202-827-6883. The previous devices were head mounted electronic devices with magnification. We'll now discuss two head mounted electronic devices without magnification. ORCAM, spelled O-R-C-A-M. ORCAM Communications Visual Information. Let me repeat that. ORCAM communicates visual information by utilizing a small camera and a sophisticated rapid OCR reader. In addition to reading text, it can recognize faces, money, and other objects. Mounted on an eyeglass frame, it connects to a smartphone-sized computer / battery. It discreetly relays text and other visual information by audio in real time through a tiny speaker positioned close to the ear. Its cost ranges from $2,500 to $4,500. The telephone number is 1-800-713-3741, and their website is www.orcam, that's O-R-C-A-M, .com. And our final device, without magnification, is AIRA, spelled A-I-R-A. It is a rented device, glass frame mounted camera that relays live images to a center where the image is viewed in real time by trained personnel who communicate with the wearer, that'd be you, with a frame mounted speaker, like having a person beside you. It rents for $89 per month. And the website is aira.io. That's AIRA.io. That completes the magnifier, issue number 110.